being here, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Great afternoon, right? That's more like it. You know why it's such a great afternoon? Because today is the first day of the rest of your life. I mean, isn't that a great day? And you know what? For some people, it's not, because they just keep doing the same thing that they did every other day. But each of you have made a choice to come here to make your life better. So this is a wonderful day. And I'm really excited to be part of your weekend here. I'll tell you what, I think you're in for a real treat, because what I have to share with you, it really is the perfect strategy for this marketplace. You know, it's the perfect time. Let me get my slide up there. November 2022, this is the perfect time for you to be doing notes. You know, I get tired of hearing people say, oh my gosh, interest rates are going up. We can't find any deals, and nobody can afford to buy the houses, and what are we going to do? Let me tell you that in 35 years of doing this, I've been through 4 downturns, and guess what? That's when I made the most money. So, no, I don't want to see a downturn. I don't like that. I'd rather be right there moving along like we have been. But I'm not burying my head in the sand. I'm getting ready, because it's going to be a wild ride, and I know we're going to make a lot of money. So if you came here and you had reservations, you need to change your mindset. Because it's all about your mindset. If you believe doom and gloom, and I can't find any deals, and afraid to buy anything, afraid to do anything, then that is your reality. It might not be the reality, but for you, that is the reality that you're working with. You need to change your thinking, because the truth is, it is in these times that we're entering into that's when the creative juices flow. That's when people need you. They need you to help them structure a seller carry back, because they can't afford a bank loan. Okay? And you need, when you go to buy a property, to help the seller figure out how if they carry back a note, that, hey, you could help them sell it, and that you could give them cash. There's so many different ways that you can help people if you have the knowledge. And if you have the right knowledge, you are going to find that this will be one of your most prosperous times. I was thrilled when I saw Vina's survive and X'd out and put thrive, because that is what it's all about. And what I have to share with you is going to help you to thrive. The fact is that when interest rates go up, seller financing abounds. What happens is everybody starts creating seller carrybacks, because the buyers can't afford a bank loan. And guess what? They don't want to wait for years to collect their payments. They're only doing that because they have no other choice. So what happens is all of those people want to sell their seller carryback notes. And you want to be in a position to buy them. And the best thing of all is you don't have to have your own money to do that. That's why I gave out those buttons. Don't worry if you don't have cash to buy a note. I'll provide the cash. If you are working on my Easy as 1-2-3 coaching program, I'll use my investors to buy that note. But you need to let people know now that you pay cash for notes. And you're going to see that there's going to be a huge influx of seller carrybacks. You know, in the 2008 downturn, everybody was jumping on the non-performing note bandwagon, and including me. I mean, I have done more than my share of non-performing notes. But a silver lining to that was the seller carrybacks, because everybody was creating them and selling them, and it was wild. So really, it's your choice. Now, we're not seeing the foreclosures yet, but they are coming. And so what I recommend you do is get into notes now. If you have never done it before, take this opportunity and learn just a simple note deal, how to flip a seller carryback note. Because when you learn that, that will help you to have an understanding of how the discounting process works, and you'll get used to the terminology and everything, so that then when all the foreclosures happen and you have the non-performing notes, those are notes that are they're not making payments on, then you'll be familiar with it and you can easily slide into doing the non-performers. So you could not have picked a better time to be in this room, because this is the time to learn how to do notes. If you think about it, notes are the very center. They are the essence of all of your real estate transactions, unless you're paying all cash. Think about that. And I see investors that are buying and selling properties, and they don't know the first thing about a note. And it's like they don't know what they don't know. And if you have the knowledge, shoot, they could increase their profits. They might pay off some liens that are on the property that normally would come out of the purchase price. They could buy those at a discount. I mean, there are so many different things that you can do to enhance your property profit if you just have the knowledge. So the first thing that I want to share with you is flipping seller carrybacks. Whether you just want to make some quick cash or whether you want to keep part of it, I call that my arbitrage, and put part of that note in your IRA so you could build your IRA. I know most of you think of me as teaching flipping seller carrybacks, and I am going to teach that today. And I teach that because most people need quick cash. And that is the fastest, easiest, safest way to make money in real estate, is to flip a seller carryback note, hands down. But what I want you to see today is there's so much more than that. Let's start with that and then start learning some of the creative things so that you can fully take advantage of today's marketplace. You also want to learn how to use creative financing for buying and selling properties. I started to mention it before. You might have someone that wants to sell a property and you want to buy it, but they say, you know, I need $30,000 as a down payment. And so, nope, sorry, because you don't have $30,000. Well, I could show you where you could carry back, the seller could carry back 100% financing. And you could help them to sell just a couple years of payments and raise the $30,000 that they want as a down payment. So you can buy properties with no money down and still give the seller some cash at closing. Think about that. Couldn't you buy a lot more properties? And so that's just one of the many things that you can do when you learn how notes work and you incorporate that into your creative structuring. It's amazing. What you're going to find out is you will do a lot more deals and you'll make a lot more money. Also, when the non-performing notes hit and the foreclosures, that's when you can acquire properties really cheap. In that last big downturn, literally, you could buy properties for 10 cents on the dollar. I am not kidding. And you do it by buying the mortgage. Okay, and then if the borrower doesn't pay and you can't work out a modification, foreclose and take the house. And mortgages are sold typically for a lot less than the property. And so instead of going and trying to buy the property outright where you're going to pay, you know, almost full price, why not buy the note at a huge discount and use it to get the property? I have found without question I can get the best price on properties by using the back door, buying a defaulted note and acquiring the property that way. Also, also, you want to buy notes for both short-term and long-term investments. And I hear people say, how can you possibly sell a note to an investor, a 30-year note in this marketplace? Well, who wants to buy a 30-year note? I do. Thank you for raising your hand. Yes, absolutely. The key is that you have to buy it right. What you want to realize is that you want to control the real estate without owning it. Okay? When you own the real estate, you get all the headaches that go with it. But if you have you own the mortgage, you have the security of the real estate, but you have freedom and flexibility to do things. If the borrower doesn't pay, you have options, okay? So for me, when I look at a 30-year mortgage, I look at it like currency, okay? So if I needed money, I could sell some of those payments. I could sell all of it, or I could just sell part of it. I could use it as collateral for a loan. I could use it as a down payment on a property. And so when you think about it, so and the ultimate thing is if the borrower defaults, then I can get the property really, really cheap. So think about this. I said you have to buy it right. Which would you rather have? Would you rather buy a property for full price or almost, maybe get a good deal on it, you get a little bit of a discount on it, or would you rather have a note that maybe when the person bought it, when the person bought the property, they put 20% down, and now they've maybe paid another 10 or 20% on the note, and now you're gonna buy the note at a discount. You could easily be at a 50% loan to value. Wouldn't you rather be controlling a property right now at 50% loan to value instead of being all in? And you go, uh-oh, if they don't pay, what am I going to do? I'll take that 30-year mortgage any day of the week. But do you see, if you wind up at a 50% loan to value, so that means if it's a $100,000 house, your mortgage that you buy is only $50,000. So if that property drops by 50% and the house is only worth $50,000, you can still sell it and recoup all your money. Okay, so do you see that? The mortgages give you tremendous flexibility and ultimately more control. And in a bad market, in a downturning market, you're better protected by having the mortgage because most likely you've bought it at a discount, there was a down payment, there's a pay down on the equity, and that is all part of the due diligence. And the great thing about buying notes is you are in control of your comfort level. So if you are gung-ho and you think there's not going to be any problem, okay, buy a note at an 80% loan to value. But if you think, wait a minute, I think the market could crash. I wouldn't want to be more than a 50% loan to value. Okay, only buy them if you can get them at 50% loan to value. Now you might say, well, Donna, how many people are going to sell a note at a 50% discount or whatever that might work out to be? Well, the thing is, if they won't sell it to you like that, then just buy part of the note. You can buy part of a note. Can you imagine going to buy somebody's house and saying, look, this is a lot of money. I tell you what, I'll just buy your kitchen. You know? That would go over very well. But with a note, you can really do that. And by doing that, it gives you a lot of equity to make that a nice, safe deal. Also, like you can, Bill Cook called it out in Dealmaker, saying you can walk a note. You can move it from one property to the other without it paying off. There are alternatives. But see, if you're not aware of them, you wouldn't even know to suggest that. And that's why it's so cool that you are in this class right now, because once you learn how notes work, you will be using them for all kinds of things. And you might just like my basic thing of flip a note to make 10 grand, and that's all right too. But if you want to really get involved, that would be the first step, and then move up. Okay, so there's lots of different ways that you can use notes to accomplish your goals. And also, you can be in any kind of situation. Maybe you're a professional person and you've got a full-time job, but yet you want to put some notes in your IRA. Well, you can work with whatever time you have available. When I got started, I had four little children. I mean, little kids. And do you think I had time to really do notes? I probably only worked 15, 20 hours a week. And that's when I closed that first deal. And so then as my kids all got into school, then I could really go gung-ho because they were gone more. And then when they were out of the house and I was on my own, then I'm like a workaholic because I love doing notes. So you can tailor make a plan to accomplish what you want to and to fit in with wherever you are in life. I got to thinking when I first started, so I was babysitting five kids, besides my own four. So I had nine kids in the house. I was getting paid $1 an hour, not for mine, only the five other ones. And I mean, notes got me out of babysitting. Well, about 7 or 8 years ago, I was speaking somewhere, and my youngest son had my first grandchild. And when his mother, after 3 months, had to go back to work, I kept Dylan every day while she worked. And I was speaking, and I said, you know, notes got me out of babysitting, but wait a minute. Now they allow me to babysit because I could then keep my grandson and still do notes. So maybe you're in a position where you need to work from home. Maybe you're taking care of parents or children or whatever. You can work that all around notes. Notes give you the best of both worlds. So today, what I'd like to focus on, I definitely want to focus on making quick cash. Who would like some quick cash? Everybody. I don't care how much money you have, you can always use a little more. And then how many people want to build their IRA? Quickly but safely. Safely being a key word there. You're going to love notes to build your IRA. How many people would like to acquire properties really cheap? Okay, I'm just going to touch on that because that's not where my focus is until the market gets flooded with more non-performing. And I will tell you that in the first year that I got into notes, I bought a non-performing note. There are always non-performing notes, so I don't mean to imply you can't do them, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time marketing on them right now when the seller carryback market is doing so well. But we're going to talk about that so you can have that in your mind and know that you may want to transfer to that at a future time. Okay, so why in the world would you want to buy a non-performing note? People go, Donna, they're not paying. Well, you're going to use that non-performing note as leverage to either get the property or to modify it. And you can modify it, and you'll wind up getting super high rates of return because you bought it at a discount. And I'll share that more about that in a little bit. But if you are wondering whether you should do the non-performing or the performing, the thing you want to know is that the non-performing, typically you get larger profits, but along with that, there's a much greater risk, so you can also lose money on those, and they take a lot more time, okay? So both hands-on time plus calendar time. Sometimes it takes a couple years to work out a non-performing note. But the big thing to me is the risk. You might decide that you're only going to buy notes where you can work out a modification with the homeowner and keep them in the house. So you buy the note and you go knock on the door only to find out the house is empty. Now what are you going to do? Are you ready to change your game plan? So things can happen, assessments can happen, all kinds of stuff can happen. You need to have some real estate experience and you need to have a little cash on the side because you might need it with the non-performing notes. That's why, if you are a beginning investor, I highly recommend that you start with the performing seller carryback notes. You can still make great profits. They require very little time. Typical flip takes maybe 15 to 20 hours. And if you follow the way I show you to evaluate the note and to set up your closing, it can be risk-free. Because you're not even going to have your own money invested in it. That's pretty risk-free, isn't it? Okay? So then some people will say, well, I don't know if I should do notes or properties. Well, it is a good idea to have a balanced portfolio. But the thing is that everybody's balance could be different. Your balance may change as you go through life. Generally speaking, in an appreciating market, you want the real property. And the real property also gives you some tax benefits. But hands down, outside influences not counting, I will take my notes over a property any day of the week because I get such huge rates of return and I never have to deal with all the headaches of owning the property. Okay, but understanding that, I do have some rental properties, you know, because I know that that's the smart thing to do. So if you are worried about the market shift that is going on right now that has already started, then learn how to do notes so that you will be able to cash in on that market. So let's start. I want to show you how to flip a seller carry back note. And it could be a performing or a non-performing, but I'm going to share with you a performing seller carry back note. Now you could flip a note. If you start your marketing right away, then you could flip a note and make $10,000 in 30 to 60 days without your own cash or credit. Did everybody hear me on that? Because what happens all the time in the back of the room, they'll come up and say, as soon as I get some money saved up, I'm going to do some notes. No, no, no. Do some notes so you can save some money. You know, you don't need your own cash or credit to flip a note. So before I show you the example, I want to make sure we're on the same page with the terminology. A note is a promise to pay a debt. A note has all the terms of the loan. So I will pay you $100,000, 6% interest, $500 a month. Whatever the terms of the loan are, you'll find those in the note. It is the mortgage, or if you're in a deed of trust state, the deed of trust, that provides security or collateral for the lender. So if the borrower does not pay on that note, the I promise to pay you this, if they default on that, it is the mortgage or the deed of trust that gives the lender the right to foreclose. And if they don't get paid off at the sale, then they would get the property and they could sell the property and recover their money. So understand, you hear people say, I buy notes, but I would never buy an unsecured note. So if I buy a note, I'm getting a mortgage or a deed of trust with it. Likewise, why would anybody want to buy security if you didn't have a promise to pay? So it's a matter of semantics. Just know that the note and mortgage, they always go hand in hand. Okay? So let's say that we have Sam Seller, and he owns his own house free and clear, and it's worth $600,000. He puts it on the market to sell, and he's real frustrated because every time he thinks he's got it sold, the people are not approved for their loan. And so he's really getting fed up, and this buddy of his says, look, Sam, what are you going to do with the money? Why don't you offer to be the bank? Why don't you say, you know, no bank needed, owner financing available? So he did that, and he put it on social media, and he immediately gets a call from Bill Buyer. And Bill goes and looks at the house. He falls in love with it. And he says, Sam, this is perfect for me and my family. I just sold my own house. I've got $150,000 I can give you as a down payment. He says, I'll pay you 10% interest and $4,000 a month. And at the end of 10 years, whatever I owe you, I'll pay you off. Is that a good deal for Sam? yeah, that's a pretty good deal for him. So they strike a deal, and Sam sells the $600,000 house to Bill, and in exchange, Bill gives Sam $150,000 in cash plus a mortgage for the $450,000 balance. Do you think that was a good deal for him?
Yes.
Shall we look? First of all, he got a very quick sale of his house. I mean, almost immediate. When you offer seller financing, that's what happens. Because now you have a whole nother group of potential buyers. There are a lot of people who may not qualify for a bank loan, but yet they would be perfectly good borrowers. You know, it might be some glitch that they haven't been at their current job for 2 years or whatever. But there are plenty of people who are qualified buyers that would not get approved by a bank loan. So that's why it's really, and that is something you can share with for sale by owner people when you're suggesting that they carry back a note. It will help them to sell the house quicker. That's one of my marketing techniques that you can use. I kind of jumped ahead there, though. Anyway, Sam is getting an above rate return at 10%, and he's got some tax benefits because he did an installment sale. And overall, he's got a nice, safe investment. So I would say he's pretty happy. Okay. So let's say that 2 years go by, and the $450,000 mortgage is paid down to just over $443,000. What happens if Sam gets tired of waiting for his money? He got really tired there. You know, I think once you decide that you want your money for something else, it probably feels like that, like eternity to get your money. So let's say that Sam needs $375,000 for whatever reason. Well, it just so happens that Sam got a letter from Donna Dealer here. And this letter says, "Dear Sam, I understand you're receiving payments on a mortgage. I pay cash for mortgages. Give me a call. I'll tell you how much cash I'll give you today for your mortgage." Well, do you think that Sam is going to call me? In a heartbeat. So he calls me up. He tells me the whole scenario. Sounds like a great deal to me. So I buy the remaining payments from Sam. So Sam sells me the remaining $443,000 of payments. And in exchange, I give Sam the $375,000 that he needs. He takes the money and runs. He's out of there. Never looks back, never has anything to do with this mortgage again. He got exactly what he wanted. So I now have stepped in to Sam's shoes. I want to make sure everybody's with me on this. Do you see that I did not buy the house? Bill lives in the house. I bought the right to collect the payments from Bill. The only thing that's going to change for Bill is that he's going to send his payments to me instead of Sam. Okay, everybody with me on that? I do not own the house. I own the right to collect the payments. So do you think this was a good deal for Sam?
Yes.
I'm thinking so. Let's take a look at what he got. He got $150,000 from Bill as a down payment. He has collected $96,000 in monthly payments over these last 2 years, and I just gave him $375,000. That's $621,000. What was he asking for the house? $600,000. Needless to say, he's thrilled. But I want you to know that it's not always about the money. A lot of times, what really drives these deals home is the timing. People, when they need money, they need it now. It's like that commercial, "It's my money and I need it now." That's the way people feel. And so you want to be in a position to give them money when they want to cash out. And the great thing is, it doesn't have to be your money. That's what a lot of people don't realize. It could be my money. It could be any number of investors who are sitting in this room that might want to buy that note. And so realize that you do not personally have to have the cash. Okay. Okay. So was this a good deal for me? How many people would like to buy this note? If you're smart, you would like to buy it because I just made $68,000 profit. I just bought a $443,000 note for only $375. So I built in $68,000 of profit, okay? So do you see that my net worth just went up by $68,000, okay? If Bill were to pay off the very day I buy this note, if he were to pay off, I don't just get my $375,000 back, I get the entire $443,000. And I realize $68,000 profit right then and there. Okay? And that is my discount. You know, I think that a lot of people don't do notes because the word discount scares them. Think of it as buying something on sale. You got a discount on it, didn't you? I got a 20% discount. It's the same thing with notes. I bought this note on sale for $68,000 less than what was owed. Okay? So that's the way that that works. Now, this turns out that I'm making, if I had my own money to buy this note, I would be making 13.25% on my money. But hold on. Didn't we say that Bill's position doesn't change? Right? We said that. And how much interest is Bill paying? 10%. So how can I be making 13.25% if Bill's only paying 10? It's because of the discount. This is the really cool thing about notes. Notes have two profit centers. You get the interest that the borrower is paying, but you also get the discount that you negotiated, and you are in control of how much that discount is. The better the negotiator you are, the higher the discount, and the higher your rate of return. So you control that, okay? It is this discount that allows us to be so flexible in our creative strategies because we don't have the full amount that's owed invested. We only have a fraction of that, and that makes a huge difference. Okay, so the takeaway here is the less that you pay for a discounted mortgage, the higher your rate of return. If I were you, I would jot that down. The less that you pay for a discounted mortgage, the higher your rate of return. Okay, but I said if I had the money, I'd be making 13.25. But remember, I'm a babysitter. I'm making $1 an hour. I sure don't have $375,000. So now what am I going to do? It's very simple. If you do not have the money to buy the note, you flip it. You just sell it to somebody who does. Okay? And that's why when I passed out those buttons that says I pay cash for notes, it doesn't have to be your cash. If somebody says, hey, I got this great note and I want to sell it, they come up, they see your button. You say, do you pay cash for notes? Yes. Yes, because you're going to give it to me and I will come up with the cash for you. Okay? That's a good deal. Absolutely. And this works for both performing notes and the non-performing notes. Now, you might be thinking, flip the note? Where am I going to get $375,000? Well, you are going to use Irene Investors' money. Okay? So let me show you this. Now, this is the most important slide that I'm going to show you in my whole presentation. So if you're drifting off, wake up, because you don't want to miss this, okay? The key to making money on this note is to find an investor who wants a lower rate of return than you are getting if you were to buy it yourself. So we have this under contract that we can buy this note from Sam Seller for $375,000. And we said that works out to be a 13.25% return. Well, you're talking to Irene Investor out here in the hall, and she's tired of being a landlord. She's tired of 3 o'clock in the morning phone calls from tenants. She's tired of drunk rehabbers that don't finish the job. I see smiles every time I say that. I've had my share of those as well, let me tell you. But she's just so sick of bed bugs, you know. And she says, if I can get an 11 or 12% return, I would do notes exclusively. Well, is 11.5% less than 13.25%? It sure is. And if she wants an 11.5% return, that means she would pay $410,000. Should we sell it to her? Yeah, if you want to make $35,000, absolutely. So I want you to think about this for a little bit. People think that notes are some really difficult, sophisticated technique that someday I'm going to learn how to do notes. This is a very simple transaction. Buy low, sell high, and whatever the difference is, that is your profit. Now, I always cover the closing costs. I don't like, if I tell Sam I'm going to give him $375,000, he gets $375,000. So we're probably going to make about $33,000 net on that, okay? But you buy low, you sell high, and whatever the difference is, that is your profit. This takes maybe 15, 20 hours to put that deal together. How would you like to be making that much an hour? Is that a raise for you? I mean, probably for most people, it is. But so if you don't know how to use the financial calculator later, well, first of all, if you get my materials, I'll have you calculating rates of return in 10 minutes. I have a very systemized approach. I have a four-step process that will even show you if you get the wrong number, okay? But even if you don't own a financial calculator, do you think that you could get this under contract with Sam Seller? He says that he wants to sell this for $375. Shoot, just get the information. Get the information and then take it over to Irene Investor, bring it up to me, say, Donna, I got this guy. He says he'll sell me the note. How much will you give it me for it? And I'll tell you. And then we deduct your profit and then we requote it to Sam Seller. And you never even know what the rate of return is. The truth is on this deal, you don't need a financial calculator. What is your rate of return on this deal? It's infinite. Your rate of return is infinite. Okay. So you don't have to have a financial calculator. Yes.
So why Irene not do it instead of you?
I do. I am in the middle. See, I don't have 375. I'm babysitting for $1 an hour. I don't have 375. So what I am going to do is I am going to set this up so that I'm going to buy it from Sam, and at the same time, I'm going to sell it to Irene, and I'll make $35,000. Hold on. The next slide is going to show you. There's two different ways that you can legally flip a seller carry back note without, so that you're not violating any broker laws. The first one is with a simultaneous close. And that is where you close two transactions at the same time, and you use the proceeds from the second to fund the first, okay? Now, you might be thinking, wait a minute, Donna, wait. Don't you know that you can't do a simultaneous close when you're flipping a property? Are we flipping a property? No, we're not flipping a property. We're flipping a note. So you can do these all day long. And if you're in a title company and they say, we can't flip that, then you just tell them, just go get a different title company. I used to own a title company. My three underwriters would not allow us to flip a seller carryback note unless I did full disclosure. But they gave their approval that I could flip notes all day long. I need to Just sit tight. I have to step out this door and I'll be right back. I promise you, in 10 seconds. The microphone was slipping. Okay. I don't know where we're going to put this now. Maybe it'll work in my pocket. That's the bad thing about being a woman. The men all have a place to put it. That'll work. It might look funny, but it works. Oh, what happened?
You got too far away.
Oh. We might need Eric or Drew. Did we get it back? No. Would you guys ask for Eric or Drew to come back? Because I don't know how to get this on.
Do you want me to attempt?
Do you know?
I can try.
While Kara is doing that, let me move on with the presentation. So a simultaneous close is one way that you can flip a note without violating any, where you don't need a broker's license, okay? And I have a very nice graphic that I want to show you. But the other way, let's talk about it because it's easier to describe without a PowerPoint. The other way is by assigning a contract. How many of you have ever assigned a contract? It's the same thing. So what you could do, since you have this under contract that you can buy it from Sam, you can simply sell your right to buy that note to Irene. You could have Irene write you a check, and then she would step into your shoes, and Sam would sell it to her. Okay? And she's still going to have... She's still going to be paying $410,000 because she's paying $375,000 plus the $35,000 she writes a check out to. Can we get Drew? Does anybody know what we need to do here? I appreciate you guys trying, but... We need help. This came up again, and I don't know how to get it back. Thank you, Eric. Somebody was trying to help me with it. Let's.
Where should it be at?
Let me get it. Oh, that's not the right slide, though. I did not do it.
Were you trying to fix it before I got here? Is that what was going on?
Well, some other people were trying to fix it.
Is this where you need to be?
That's where I need to be.
That's where you need to be?
But I can't get it up there.
So,
yay! Thank you, guys. Thank you. Except, can we make this go away? Drew, can I get rid of this side thing? Drew?
Just click on the white part.
Can I get rid of that? Thank you. You just have to have the touch. Okay. All right. So, I'm going to show you the first way of how you can legally flip a seller carryback, and that is with a simultaneous close. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Irene wire the $410,000 into the title company. Your title agent or attorney will set up two closings. The first one is Sam selling the note to Irene, or to you, for $375,000. The second closing is you selling the note to Irene for $410,000. And your closing agent is doing the documents, and she says, oh my gosh, Donna's going to make $410,000 when she resells this. And she says, the money's already in her escrow account. So if she's sitting on $410,000 that is about to be mine, does she need to call me up and say, Donna, you need to wire $375,000 in? No, she doesn't need my money. She takes $375,000 of Irene's money, and she uses it to close the first leg of this transaction, because she knows as soon as she does that, she's going to close the second one. And she would not close on the first one unless she knew she was going to close the second one too. That's why it's called a simultaneous close. So she gives Sam the $375,000. You are now the proud owner of this note, and the note that you just bought for $375,000 using Irene's money, you're now going to sell to her for $410,000, and that's where you make your $35,000 profit. Isn't that cool? When the attorney taught me to do this, I thought, I can't call up and ask that. They'll think I'm trying to rip her off or something, you know? And then I realized it's done all the time. Especially banks do it all the time. So this is one way that you can legally flip a note without having a broker's license, because you're not a broker. You didn't broker that note. You're standing in the middle of that deal. On title, there will be an assignment from Sam to you. And then there'll be another assignment from you to Irene. And that is why it is not being a broker. Could you hold questions, because I'm really now behind. I'll answer them in the back when we're done, if you don't mind. Okay, so the other way you can do it is by assigning your contract. And this is what I started to tell you before. So you could have Irene write you a check for $35,000. And then she slides into your position. Sam sells the note to her for $375,000. She's got the note. You've got your money. Sam's got his money. Everybody is happy. But what's the problem with doing the assignment of contract? Now she knows how much money you've made, right? And so a lot of times that doesn't work out so well, especially if you're making a nice profit. So normally, for years, I have done the simultaneous close, because unless someone has both closing statements, which would only be your closing agent, they would not know what your profit was. Whereas with the assignment of contract, you're writing a check to them. However, most of my transactions are with my students, and I have full disclosure. And so it occurred to me that I'm just going to put the assignment fee on the settlement statement with my end buyer. The note seller doesn't see it, but my end buyer was already going to know what it was, so why not disclose it? And it saves us some money on the closing costs. So it's entirely up to you which way you want to do it. If you want total privacy, where Sam seller and your end buyer do not know what you made, you need to do a simultaneous close. If you don't care if your end buyer knows, then I would do the assignment of contract. Either way, you are not a broker. You are not a broker here because that contract to buy that note at a discount is an asset that you own. And you are selling that asset to Irene Investor. Okay? Okay, so I've showed you two different ways that you can make money with notes. If you came here this weekend and you have your own cash, then you want to be Irene or Ivan Investor. You're going to buy the note to hold, you use your own money, and you do it because you want a nice, safe investment with a great return. On the other hand, if you're like I was when I started out, you want to flip the note. You're going to use OPM, other people's money, and you're doing it to make a lump sum of cash, okay? So the interesting thing is you can go back and forth. Like sometimes I see great notes that I would like to buy, but my money is all deployed. Well, why should I pass on it when I could simply sell it to an investor and make some quick money? But the big thing that I want you to see, can we all agree that we all want to be a passive investor?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's for sure. Especially after Jerry asked in the beginning. So how do you become a passive investor? You make $35,000 here, you flip another note, and you make $50,000 there, and $10,000 there, and $5,000 there, and $396,000, I'll show you in a second. It isn't long before you have enough cash that you can be Irene or Ivan Investor. So that's the big game plan. Start out as Donna Dealer, build up your cash, and then start investing in the notes. This is Phil, he's one of my students. On his very first deal, he made profit, almost $396,000. Can you imagine getting that for about 20 hours of work? I know, hard to imagine, but that's a real deal. The thing is, he found a $2 million note, a note that he could buy for $2 million. He didn't have $2 million, but he found an institution that would buy that note. He flipped it to them, and he made $395,000 on it. Isn't that awesome? So one takeaway from that is the larger the note, the larger your profit. Okay. That being said, there's also something to be said for volume. And I close a lot of small notes and can make that much in the smaller notes. Okay. So it just depends on where you're marketing and what your game plan is. But generally speaking, the larger the note, the larger the profit. Okay, anybody want to build wealth from scratch? You don't have anything to start with, but you're going to get busy now. This is one of my favorite techniques. I actually taught this at one of my Note Buyer Academies, and the student, Kurt was his name, he just made up his mind that he was going to do this transaction. And he found a woman who was moving to Europe. She was selling off all of her properties. And she had just sold this property and created a $71,000 note in mortgage. And she agreed to sell it to this $71,000 mortgage, sell it to Kurt for $46,000. So he calls me up, hey, do you have a buyer? Do you have a buyer? So I called an institutional buyer. They said, Donna, there's no seasoning on it. So we don't want to buy the whole thing. Do you remember when I said you tailor make the mortgage? You define what your risk tolerance is. They weren't willing to buy the whole thing. There was no pay history. They didn't know whether this new buyer was going to pay or not. So they were not willing to buy 180 payments. But they said, we'll buy 100 payments. I said, okay. So they offered us $50,000 for the first 100 payments. Well, if they pay 50 and we pay her 46, that leaves $4,000. Not a lot. Maybe we shouldn't have done that deal. Or should we? Who gets those last 80 payments? He gets the last 80 payments. Now, here's the truth about it. He did this in his self-directed IRA. His IRA got this under contract to buy all 180 payments. Then his IRA got this under contract to sell 100 of those payments to the institution that I found. So $4,000 went into his self-directed IRA at closing. And after the institution collects the first 100 payments, the last 80 payments go into his self-directed IRA. He is putting almost $50,000 into his self-directed IRA, and he hasn't even made a contribution. I mean, this is not a contribution. This is profit from his deal. Isn't that awesome? Can you imagine that you could be putting that much money into your self-directed IRA and it is not even a contribution? So if you are getting a late start for whatever reason and you need to build up your IRA quickly, the best way is by keeping a chunk of the note. Sell enough of the note to cover your purchase price. Don't sell the whole note. Keep part of it for yourself. Now, the thing that you need to know is theoretically, your IRA would not need to have any money invested. But that's not the way IRS works. They say that you have to show consideration. So, on all my IRA deals, I simply add an extra clause in my purchase agreement with Sam Seller. And it says that I will pay him, my IRA will pay him, $100 earnest money. So you contact your IRA trustee and tell them to take $100, and it could be $10, I just use $100. So take $100 out of your IRA and send it to Sam Seller as earnest money. Now you can legally have your IRA collect all that money without any further cash invested in that deal. Isn't that awesome? Okay, now I'm going to get in the weeds a little bit. This is a simple transaction, but for those of you who are more advanced, so bear with me, I promise I'll come back to simplicity, but this is a great example for me to tell you about my option agreement. You see, this is called a partial. SEC isn't too fond of partials. They tend to think that notes are a security, and they don't like you dividing them up. Ohio is particularly not fond of them. So I spent 3 years coming up with an option agreement. And it's not just any option agreement. Don't think you could download an option agreement and make this work. I promise you, it was a lot of work and talking to several attorneys to get this option agreement done. But effectively, I could sell a whole note to an investor, and I have an option to buy the tail end back for like $10. So I'm accomplishing this same transaction, but I'm not buying part of a note. I am holding an option. I sell him the whole note, and I have an option to buy back the tail end. I have been doing these in my IRA. It is phenomenal. It is like, it totally is the fastest way to grow your IRA. And as part of my system, you will get my option agreement, and I have a whole class on it. I believe it's like a 4 or 5 hour teaching that is on the website that you will be able to follow to use. But I think it is the greatest thing that I have seen in notes in all my years of doing it. It's my pride and joy. I am just thrilled that I came up with it. So that is, if I were going to try to grow an IRA quickly, that is exactly what I would do, and it is what I am doing. So everything that I share with you can all be done in a self-directed IRA. I want to share one other thing. If you are in your 50s and you do not have a self-directed IRA, a Roth self-directed IRA, I urge you to set one up now if you fund it with $100. Just get it started. And the reason is, and pay attention to this if you have never heard this before, when you are 59 and a half, you can legally take qualified distributions. You can pull your money out of that Roth IRA, provided you funded the IRA at least 5 years before. So when you're 54 and a half, get that IRA funded, and 5 years later, what does this mean to you? It means that you could close any of these deals, close a flip, the $35,000 flip. Your IRA just made $35,000. Your Roth IRA just made $35,000. The next day, you can withdraw that as a qualified distribution. And basically, you're putting all of your income into your IRA and pulling it right back out tax-free. Can you imagine that? Isn't that awesome? Multiple times. So I'm just telling you, if you are in your 50s and you do not have an IRA, a Roth IRA, open it up. Even if you're not going to use it right now, get the thing opened. It's worth it to get that seasoning going. Okay? All righty. Now, if you want to grow your money quickly, you've got some money that you want to invest. This is one of my favorite transactions. This was a deal that a student of mine and I did on the Easiest 1-2-3 coaching. That's my program that will be part of my educational program if you invest with me today. Not invest, but if you get my program. So Rick is a student, and he lives in Rochester, Michigan. Miss Annie was the note seller. She was in Dallas, and I'm here in Cincinnati. It doesn't matter geographically where you are. Rick sent a letter to her. She replied, and she said, look, I've made boatloads of money. Those were her words. I've made boatloads of money off of this property. If I can get $80,000 for this note, we got a deal. So we offered her $80,475. If I had my own money to invest in that, my return would be 25%. How many of you are getting 25% returns on your real estate? I know you are. You don't count. Show off. No, seriously. I mean, just by buying a note, you can get a 25% return. If you are out there and you are doing your own marketing and you are finding these notes, it's not unusual to buy a note and get a 25-30% return. But we're doing this on the Easiest 1-2-3 coaching, so we're going to flip this to someone. I call one of my students. I knew he was in Texas. Had no idea he lived a half hour away from the property. So he agrees he wants to buy it, and we really could have gotten $100,000 for it, but he would only go $95,000. And Rick and I discussed it. Miss Annie's health was deteriorating very quickly. She was wanting to sell so that her kids would not have to deal with any of her investments. And so because of that, Rick and I said, look, we'll take less and let's get this closed. So we sold it to Ivan, and he made a 17% return. He invested $95,000 into this, and Rick and I had a gross profit of $14,525. Now, the night before we close, I do a borrower's conference call where I have my investor talk to the actual borrower who's going to make payments to him. And Ivan says, how's your credit? And the lady says, well, my husband had a heart attack 3 years ago. I'm still paying some medical bills. He says, if I can help you to repair your credit, would you be interested in refinancing? She says, sure. 3 months later, oops, sorry. 3 months later, I get a, there we go. I get an email from Ivan Investor. He had helped her to refinance. And so he had a payoff of $117,000, and he wants to know, do I have another note that he can invest in? And when you think about it, he got 3 months of payments, and so he probably has wound up with about a $25,000 profit on this. In 3 months, and his rate of return is 96%. I hear people say, that's just a number. You can't go by rate of return. It's $25,000 in 3 months. Isn't that great? You know, forget the rate of return. It's real money. That's not just a number, you know? So that those are the kind of things that happen. And you think that, oh my gosh, I gotta do all these calculations, do all this stuff. No, it is simple math. If you buy a note at a discount, expecting to be paid out 10, 20, 30 years, whatever, and it pays off early, and you realize that money way before you expected to, your rate of return goes through the roof. And it can't help it. You don't even have to call and help them. What I do is I help them to, just like what Ivan did. Helped her to refinance, okay? But this is a great technique that you can use to really, again, get your money, it pays off, it's in your IRA. Now he's got $125,000 that he can turn around and reinvest instead of $95,000. So he does the same thing with a $150,000 note. That pays off, then he can buy a $200,000 note. And you just keep reinvesting with more money. Okay, I want to talk just briefly about the non-performing notes, just to wet your whistle so you can see that when they do come down the pike, this is what you could think expect to accomplish. It's just a couple of quick ideas where you can make some money. You could flip a non-performing note, just like I showed you with the Sam Seller deal. Like, you may have an in, maybe your next door neighbor is vice president of a bank. And he says, hey, if you know people that'll buy these, I'll give you non-performing notes all day long. So you could buy that defaulted note from a bank, and you could wholesale it quickly, just flip it quickly to another investor, make 10 grand on it. And you don't even own the property. You never have to do anything to the property. Just because you have a contact and a way to get the notes, you can utilize that and just flip them to somebody else. Or you could, and you have to be careful how you do this, use my program to do it, you could modify the note before you flip it, and you probably could double your money. Instead of 10 grand, you might get 20, because now you've already worked it out. Or you could even do the workout and season it. That means collect payments for 6 months or 12 months. Now you can make even more. I know people who did this routinely. That was, and they would double or triple their money within 12 months. And that was the way they did all their non-performing notes. If you're looking for cash flow, use my forbearance agreement. That's just saying we'll stop the foreclosure, we will modify the terms of the note. You might take all their arrearage and tack it on to the end of the note. You might restructure the whole thing. But you use the modification agreement to recast everything and start the loan over with whatever is owed. And it is a way to keep the borrower in their house. This can be like a mission that a lot of people use, to help people to stay in their house. And even leaving the people in the house, you can make unbelievable rates of return because of the discount. Okay, that discount means everything. Imagine if you bought that note for 10 cents on the dollar. Look how much money you have to play with. You can easily share that wealth with the borrower. Another thing you can do is simply settle a non-performing note with the borrower. You buy the defaulted note from the bank, you contact the borrower, they owe you $30,000, and they say, well, I don't have $30,000. Well, how much do you have? I can give you $20,000. Well, if you bought it for $10,000, would you take $20,000 right now? In a heartbeat. Okay? So that's another easy way to make money with non-performing notes without owning the property. Or if you want to use the notes as a means to getting the property, you could complete the foreclosure. But what I always like to do is I negotiate with the homeowner, I get a deed in lieu, which means they give me the deed, and I stop the foreclosure. And that is a great way to acquire properties really, really cheap. So when the wave of foreclosures does begin, these are some of the things that you might want to be doing. I should comment on this. When you are buying notes from a bank, you cannot contact the borrower until after you buy the note. That is critical. You would be violating privacy laws and all kinds of stuff. Now, in my materials, I have a different way of approaching this. I actually market for distressed homeowners. And then, after I'm already in touch with them, I've seen the house, I know what's up, whether they want to stay, they want to go, then I call the bank, give them an authorization to release information, and now it's a whole new ball game. While everybody else that's wanting to buy that property, they don't even know what's going on. I've been inside it. I've got a list of repairs. But there's a big difference. I just want you to know, like, if you are talking to a bank, do not contact the borrower unless you have an authorization to release information and you had already previously been in touch with the borrower. To close out the non-performing notes, I want to tell you about a deal that one of my students did. And what is so cool about it is this looked like just a huge can of worms. And I want to show you how a lot of people would pass this up and it turned out to be a little gold mine for him. He found this warehouse, a 14,000 square foot warehouse that was for sale. Based on square footage, it should sell for $784,000. This was in Indiana. But they were only asking $599, and they kept dropping the price and dropping and dropping. And he's thinking, what in the heck is going on here? Well, it turns out that it was a total nightmare. There were all kinds of liens on the property. There was $150,000 of federal and state tax liens. There was a first mortgage that was in default for $190,000. There were mechanics liens, utility liens. It was a mess. It needed repairs. The owner was in bankruptcy and in divorce. And there were $45,000 in real estate taxes that had not been paid. They were sold at the auction, and the owner did not redeem. So this means that whoever bought those taxes, they can file a deed, and they own the property. Okay? So this is one of these things where he didn't know any better. So on this $150,000 bank loan, guess what he offers him? The blessing for not knowing. He offers him $1,500. $1,500 for a $150,000 note. Like, I know too much. I would never start out that low. Well, the bank turned him down. But then he turns around and offers him $15,000. And they took it. They accepted his offer on a $190,000 defaulted loan. So he got it under contract. He calls an attorney to check everything out, and he finds out that the company that bought the tax lien had not filed the deed within the statutory time. Yes. They lost their right to the property. So that is out the window. So he contacts the owner of the property, and the owner was very nice to him. He says, look, just go ahead and foreclose. I don't want to work anything out. So he went ahead and foreclosed. So Jim has this $784,000 property for $19,000, $15,000 to the bank and $4,000 in attorney fees. So he's got an income of $77,000 a year for life. And that's what I mean. Do you see, like, at first glance you think, oh my gosh, I'm not touching this, but he took the time and methodically checked out each thing, and that's what he wound up with. So you can dream about that and see if maybe that's something you want to do in the future. Okay, so my time is just about up. I want to close with my favorite deal, and then we'll wind up. This is my favorite deal. It's not the one I made the most money, but it's my favorite because it changed my life. It is the first note deal that I ever did. This was before you could buy a list of note holders, which you can do. Many people sell the list. I had to go down to the courthouse and go through microfiche and have a terrible headache. Spent the whole day down there. Came home, I had five names. I said, I'm not doing this. And I was going to throw them in the trash. And then I thought, wait a minute, I worked really hard for those five names. So I sent my letter to those five people. And do you know, this deal was one of those five. I get a call from David. He and his brother had inherited a free and clear four family. And so these two fellas did not get along. Daniel took care of everything. Mowed the grass, painted the place, collected the rents. He was stable, took care of everything. David was a total bum. He was on drugs, couldn't hold down a job. And so needless to say, David calls me up. He got my letter. He didn't even know what it meant. What do you mean you'll give me cash? And so I have to explain it to him, but that's okay. He says, great. The balance owing. Now, I want you to look at this. Let's talk again about the loan to value on a note. The balance owing was $28,000 on a $114,000 property. Wow. Is that a good deal? Is it safe? And shoot, even if it were going out 30 years, would it be safe? It would be safe. So the point is you have to buy them right, okay? Every deal is different. So I made two offers to him. I said, I'll buy the whole note for $20,000, which would have given me a 21.5% return if I had my own money. I also said, if you'd like, I'll just buy 3 years of payments, and I'll give you $12,000 for that, which was a 28% return. So if I had had $12,000 of my own cash to do that, I'd be making 28% on my money. But I'm babysitting for $1 an hour. Well, I made these offers, and he takes the partial, because he can have his cake and eat it too. He's going to get some cash now, and after 36 payments, he's going to collect the last 35. So we do the deal. I sell those 36 payments to an investor. My very first note deal, this is 35 years ago, I made $1,722. But it gets better. I send David a letter. Dear David, it's really been a pleasure doing business with you. In fact, if you ever want to sell the rest of the note, I'll give you $6,000 for the rest of the note. Time out here. Did you see what just happened? He just lost $2,000 because I had offered him $20,000 for the entire note. And now I'm just offering him $12,000. No, excuse me, $6,000. I'd already given him $12,000, now I'm offering him $6,000. That's $18,000, so he lost $2,000. But hey, I'm not holding his feet to the fire. He can either take it or leave it. Well, the big question is, how long do you think it took him to blow $12,000? It wasn't long at all. Not long after that, I get a call from David. He was sitting in the Boone County, Kentucky jail. And I was his one phone call. I'm not kidding. He didn't call his mother. He didn't call an attorney. He needed bail money, and he knew where he could get it. So, mind you, I got my little kids running around, and I get this call. Yes, this is the Boone County, Kentucky jail. I have a call for Donna Bauer. And I'm freaking out. What in the world is going on? And so he gets on the line. Well, I'd already done all my due diligence. I got a quick title update, and June Hendricks, a very dear woman from the Cincinnati Rio Group, she was a notary. She went with me. We go down in the Boone County, Kentucky jail. They locked us in the jail cell, and I bought the second half of the note sitting in the Boone County, Kentucky jail. So if you ask me if I've ever been locked up, the truth is yes, but I was buying a note, okay? That's the only reason. So I turned around and I sold that to an investor. So my profit on my very first deal was $5,372. Thank you. And I haven't stopped since, okay? It was life-changing because I went, this works! This really works! I can do this, you know? And it was totally changed my life. I haven't stopped buying notes since then. And the great thing, I mean, think about it. I'm at home. I mean, I'm babysitting to put food on the table to come up with this much cash. I mean, it was life-changing. I'm going to have to fly through this. I have a really neat surprise that I want to show you, but I first need to tell you about my system. And if you like the flipping the seller carrybacks, you'll love my note buyer's master guide. You will have that. All my whole system is all virtual. Okay, so you will receive a welcome email, and that will give you the links to access everything online. You'll have my note buyer's master guide. If you want to buy and sell properties and create notes where you can sell them later and get top dollar, you want to start with my smart seller financing. If you want to use the calculator, this is a little book that I did that everybody totally raves about. So you'll get that. You'll also get my media set, which is my live 4-day academies. You'll get the video, audio, and manuals for 3 years of my academies. You're also going to get my online library of forms and legal documents, and that's for both performing and non-performing notes, okay? And this, there's a stimulus plan, that's an 8-hour course, you'll also get that. And you're going to get 6 months of my easiest 1-2-3 coaching. I have not told you all about that yet. So what it is, you are going to follow the marketing that is in the system, You decide how you're going to look for notes. When you find a note, you might send a postcard or a direct mail. You might do networking. You might find people who will refer deals to you. I've got lots of different ways. Advertise on social media. But you find a note, you fill out the submission form, and you email it to me. At that point, I am going to walk you through the whole deal. You got that? You're going to use my marketing strategies. You find a note, and when you do, you send me the submission form, and then we're working together to close the note. So I will evaluate the note, calculate the quote, and I email that back to you. You see all of my numbers. You see the quote written out, exactly what to say to the note seller. When you present it and they accept the offer, then you get a copy of the note and email that to me. I prepare the contract. You're basically the liaison with the note seller, and I'm the liaison with the attorney, title company, and the investor, okay? So you send that back to me, we get it under contract, then I start working the due diligence. I will order title, get a drive-by appraisal. If we need a credit report, I will do that. I make sure that our investor's name is added onto the insurance. We will use my investors, and when we close the deal, we split the profits 50-50. I mean, this is the best way that you can learn notes. It's amazing. If you know you're going to make some money, you pay attention. So you're going to learn this firsthand, because as I'm emailing the title company, I'm copying you on it. You see everything that I do. It is totally the best way to learn. And I think that's why so many of my students are successful, because if I had not had that attorney to teach me this in the beginning, I would not be here today. Okay, so with the system, you are going to get 6 months of my Easy as 1-2-3 coaching. You can get this whole thing for two payments of $748.50, or you can save $200 with one payment of $1,297. But that's not all. I feel like that slicer dicer. I am going to give you a rebate. You buy this weekend at this event, you close a deal with me within the 6 month period, and I, out of my 50%, I'm going to give you a $1,000 rebate on your purchase price today. So if you are serious about doing notes, then it's only going to cost you $297 for the materials. You'll get, it's $1,297 for today. When we close, you get your half of the profit, plus I give you a $1,000 rebate at closing. Okay, now for my surprise. I am so excited. Yesterday, on the way here, I finished a whole new learning platform. It is all online. This is like the debut of it, okay? And I just want to share with you real quick what it looks like, because quite frankly, you don't even need those other courses that I just told you about. You have them all if you like those, because some people, they go to those, they know what those are. But this is my new platform. And you can see here that there's, I'm afraid I'm gonna mess it up. What I did, I picked my top 10 strategies or things that people need to know for whether you want to flip a note. So if you're just starting out, I teach you all about how to flip a seller carry back. And then for those of you who want the advanced techniques, I teach you how to do partials. And by the way, on the partials, you can still do those. I simply flip them to an institution, because they've got the licensing that they need. So even though I would not invest in a partial, and I wouldn't sell a partial to my investor anymore, I would sell them to an institution. So I've got a whole chapter on partials. I have the option agreement that I told you about, and I have my own private lending. And I promise you, you have not seen anything like my private lending. I do it totally different. I'd be happy to share it with you, but I don't have time right now. But so I want to go, let's see if we can, oh, you know what, it's not on here. Oh, shoot. Okay, give me 1 second, because this is worth waiting for. I just need to go over here. Oh no, did we lose it? Drew? Get ready. We probably need you. Hi, Eric. Okay, let's see if this works. How to, that F4 thing or something like that? Thank you for being right there. Awesome. Okay. So here, thank you, Eric. Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to expand all. Now, each of these 10 courses, here is an introduction. There's an introductory video, and I tell you exactly what's in the course. So you can scroll down. Do you want the introduction to notes, flipping seller carrybacks, my easiest 1-2-3 coaching, note calculations, how to learn how to use the HP 10B2 calculator, how to do notes in your IRA, how to do them outside your IRA, including a trust agreement, a personal property trust to hold your notes. Can't hold a note in a land trust. Okay, finding investors, so you'll know how to find investors. It's everything you need, and how to keep your investors. Here's the partial purchase, here's the option agreement, and there's the private lending. But let me just open one of these. I'm so happy the way this turned out. I have got a really good internet guy. So let's look at flipping seller carrybacks. Here are all the lessons that you have. Let's see how to find a note. Now this takes you to finding performing notes. This is the actual lesson. Here's the introduction so you can watch it on video. Notice here's what you'll learn so you can quickly say, oh, this isn't what I'm looking for. I need to go to another lesson. This is the featured content. It's a whole presentation on where to find your notes. You can download the video, the audio, the manual that goes with it, plus a transcript. So if you want to download the transcript so you can follow along. And then, I love this, the forms and documents are right there that you'll need, plus additional resources. You don't have to go hunt around. Like this tells you where to buy your leads, 3 different places, and the parameters. Anything that's really pertinent to that chapter, it's all right there. So you, when you get done, then you just go to the next lesson, how to talk to the note seller. So I think you are going to totally love that new platform. It is so well organized, and it's designed so you can be very efficient with your learning and go through each step methodically. If you're looking for something specific, there is even a search thing on a feature on it as well. Anyway, I hope you enjoy that, and I'm sorry, I'm just so excited about it that I can give it to you today. I didn't know if I was going to get it done. Okay, and it's, thank you very much, and it's great because whether you're a beginner or an expert, this is a perfect platform for you to start with. You know, I do not believe in coincidences at all. I believe you're here in this room for a reason, and I believe I'm here today. Praise God that I am here today. If you are in a situation where you need money quickly, this is truly the fastest, easiest, safest way that I know of for you to put money in your pocket. If you are concerned about the downturning market, I urge you to get started now, because the things that I teach are the very things that are going to make you money in a downturn market when everybody else is sitting on the sideline going, I don't know what to do. Rates are too high. Da, 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 da. So if this sounds, if it resonates to you and sounds like something you want to do, meet me back in the back and we'll get you set up right away. And I have a folder that I want to give to you today. I will sign the rebate certificate, the coaching certificate. I tell you everything that is included. As soon as I get the receipts, my assistant, Matthew, will email you a welcome email that has the links to the new website and all of the other materials I told you about. If you have any questions, please see me in the back. I'm happy to stay and answer all the questions, okay? Thank you, guys. You've been awesome. Thanks so much.